We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school baseball as we recap the season, visiting with Dick McCool, head coach for ACGC baseball. And, Coach, your team saw some improvement this year, 10-14 overall record. How are you feeling about the season after it's all said and done?
Yeah, you know, we're disappointed that it's over, but, you know, we definitely did some good things this year. You know, the kids really bought in, and, you know, we knew we had the potential to do kind of the things that we did this year, and our guys showed that. So I'm feeling pretty good about the year.
What can you say about your graduating seniors? I mean, one of them, Jathan South, never really got a chance to play because of injuries, but you have a good handful of seniors this year.
Yeah, we do. It's going to be a class that's going to be greatly missed. I mean, we a bunch of good kids, you know, kids that definitely helped us, you know, do the things that we did. So, yeah, we're really going to miss them. You know, a bunch of key spots that we're going to have to fill next year. And our guys know that. And we've got some young guys coming up that I think can do that. So, but overall, those guys are great kids, and they're going to go do great things.
Yeah, no doubt. And I mean, you're talking about South and Noah Kading and Jackson Frang and Paint Politsky in there, and also Tatum Bates, Ben Franzine, a good group of seniors there. You know, tell me about Noah, what he was able to accomplish and evolve as kind of your number one pitcher this year.
Yeah, Noah was, you know, our automatic on the mound. We knew exactly what we were going to get from Noah. You know, we were going to get six or seven strong innings out of him. And, you know, that's the big reason why we're so successful with him on the mound. And our guys played with a little bit more confidence, I think, knowing that, you know, Noah was going to throw strikes and make guys put balls in play, and he was going to do his thing. So, you know, obviously that's one of the spots that is a big spot to fill with him on the mound. And hopefully, you know, again, those younger guys, we've got a lot of kids that have potential to throw and throw well. So, again, though, big shoes to fill.
How about the catcher spot? I mean, Tatum Bates was a big asset behind the plate for you. He had a solid year, and you're obviously going to need somebody that can fill into that key spot.
We do. Yeah, we do. Tatum has been a mainstay back there for a while now. And, you know, he did a tremendous job back there. He was basically a wall back there for us, not giving up, you know, many extra bases when, you know, our pitchers were able to throw balls in the dirt and do some things like that to, you know, waste some pitches and things like that. And we had confidence in him that he was going to be able to block those pitches. And we were able to do that. So yeah, he's going to be another big spot to fill. But again, we've got a couple younger guys in Cal Clark and Will Scram that will probably fit in well back there.
Well, and what can you say about the Scram brothers? I mean, Tommy's batting average went up significantly this year. He was a very aggressive hitter at the top of the lineup and, you know, gave you a ton of speed there. And Will Scram just found ways to get base hits. And for an eighth grader, he obviously has a high ceiling that how far he can go in the future.
Absolutely. I mean, I've said it a lot this year. These two kids are all baseball. I mean, they have a pretty good baseball IQ, high baseball IQ. They throw fits on the base pass for people and make people have to think about, you know, other things besides, you know, just throwing pitches to the hitter and things like that. So, you know, these guys are, again, great kids, and they feed off of each other. And with Tommy at the top of the lineup, you know, he, like you said, the growth that he showed this year, I know he worked hard in the off season, trying to get to that point, just doing some things outside, you know, on his own and doing some things like that. And it's really shown. So I expect big things out of both of those guys next year.
And what do you see from Tommy and Blaze Dorsey on the mound? I mean, they, along with seniors Franzine and Kading, where you got all your starts this year, majority of your starts. Cal Clark, I guess, an eighth grader, got one start. So, you know, what do you see from Tommy and Blaze specifically about what they need to do to, you know, sit at the top of the rotation perhaps for next year?
Yeah, I mean, we just got to continue to, I mean, we preach it all the time. We're a pretty good team when our pitchers are on and they're throwing strikes. Both of those guys are very capable of that. Sometimes we were just, you know, we had some rocky Rocky goes this year. So if we can get just a little bit more consistency out of those guys, like, you know, kind of like we did with Noah this year, they're going to be tough to beat because they really do a nice job throwing off speed pitches, and they can both throw them for strikes. So they keep a lot of guys off balance. And like I said, very capable of doing really good things on the mound. So that's the things that we're really going to work on and hammer on with those guys when they get on the mound is, you know, just get in there and hammer in the strike zone and letting our fielders take care of the rest.
And who are some other guys that you think can emerge pitching wise to help those, to help Tommy and Blaze out?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, this year, I think when we went pitchers and catchers, we had 16 guys out of our, you know, 19 that came in and were able to throw and pitch, you know, pretty well. So, I mean, we have the arms. We got some young kids that got a little bit of time this year with Joe Fagan and, you know, Will Scram is in the same boat. Cal Clark, those guys are going to be some big. Andrew Baumert, same way. He's, you know, those young guys are going to have to, you know, step up from throwing some JV innings to the varsity level probably for us.
So your team made a step up from going from 2 to 10 wins this year. That's a significant bump going up 8. What do you have to do to continue to try and rise the level of expectations there?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to keep doing what we did. Our kids really bought into our expectations of, you know, we are good enough. And we kind of showed that, you know, with our record, we're 10-2 against 1A schools this year, with one of those losses being to Woodbine and the other one being to Coon Rapids. We were both, you know, in the sub-state final and or Woodbine getting beat in the sub-state final, and Coon Rapids is in that too still. So you know, overall, not a bad showing for our class and where we were at before the season started. But, you know, just our expectations are high, and we're going to keep those expectations high, and our kids are going to keep working hard, and we got some guys that really love baseball. So that's half the battle there. And the other thing I got to say too is our parents have really bought into the aspect of supporting our program and doing all the things we need as well to be successful. And that's huge.
Well, a solid season overall for your team, and hopefully you'll be able to continue making jumps next year. You clearly got some talent coming back. Let's hope it continues to improve. Coach, really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season, and best of luck down the road. Thanks so much.
Thank you. We appreciate the coverage.
Nick McCool, head coach for ACGC Baseball, with us here on KSOM.